Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Married at First Sight Recap Podcast. I hate this shit.
Come on, you ain't even give the season 14, episode 2, how excited you really are.
Season 14, episode 2, 5 hours so far. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, I'd rather watch Roots every Wednesday. All of it.
The whole thing. You say that till you watch it one time. You're like, all right, I can't do this again next week.
Come on now, Kizzy. I could do it.
All right, so for those of you who wonder why Terrell is so grumpy, playing the grumpy uncle right now, it's because he's not really a fan of reality TV shows, right? Mm-mm. However, you know, last year, around this time, we watched Black Bachelor, which was something that he said he'd never watched a Bachelor until they had a black one. ABC said, here we go. He watched it. I watched it with him. So in turn, he watched one of my favorite shows, Married at First Sight, season 13. Halfway through that season, he went, you know what? If Gil and Merle make it, then we'll do season 14. Voila. We're here.
It's bullshit because they got divorced the day after, or broke up the day after decision day.
Potato, potato. You said if they make it through decision day, and they did.
I got hoodwinked, hornswoggle, flim flam, bamboozled.
Oh, my God. I wonder if, you know, just even looking at the previews for next week, I think that's what Michael is going to feel, because we got to see them walk down the aisle and meet each other for the first time, Michael and Jasmina. And the only question I have, first of all, is with Jasmina. If you're the person people have to go through, and she said this, you know, well, I'm the person people go through before they get serious. Is that really about them or you?
You know, I thought that same thing. And I'm like, see, here's an example of somebody who should have did a little bit more work on themselves before they get into a relationship with someone else. If you're going into a marriage to somebody blind and your logic is that all your past relationships, you help someone find their person, some stuff is you, and you got to figure out what that is. Now, I was surprised that you'd made the comment on one of the other episodes that she wanted somebody tall. There's really not that big of a height difference between the two. So I was impressed with that, but I like Michael. Like I'm rooting for him. I like Michael. Jasmina, I don't know. I feel like there's some stuff that's with her on the inside that she needs to work through, and hopefully they can do it together. But I'm rooting for Michael. I'm hoping Jasmina turns it around, but I'm rooting for Michael.
Look, I can't speak for women. However, and ladies, you can feel free to chime in below. If you like a taller man and the man is the same height as you, is that a problem?
There's not a big difference. And then she's wearing heels, obviously, for the wedding. So with the heels off, I think they're pretty compatible.
It looks like it. And we'll see how this kind of goes out. You know, but you got to remember, when you think of the things that she said, she's also said, it's not me, it's them, right? She's the one that said that. You know, she was also the one that gave us the title of our episode last week, Don't Call Me Simple. They were talking about the dress, you know. But I will say, prior to her walking down the aisle and she goes into full panic mode, and I think what happened was she had seen Married at First Sight before, obviously, right? And she remembered Chris from season 12, who you would not know, but trust me, the women remember him very well. And of course, Zach from last season. If you thought Zach was bad from season 13, Terrell, you need to go back and look at season 12.
Not going to do that.
Didn't think so.
Let's just shut that down right now. Not doing that.
You know, they added Martin the Shark and Lindsay Lohan just for obviously a little bit of filler, just to, you know, all right, we need 5 minutes here. Yep. Bring those two in. Bring the crazy cat people in. You know what? I have to agree with Lindsay on one thing. Three cats is a bit much. Now, this is coming from a guy who's had a cat before. Notice I said a cat. Mm-hmm. Okay? He has three. Mm-hmm. That's a problem.
I agree. I think people that have multiple pets, after you reach three, four, five, there's something going on, right? And there's this one girl that I was attracted to years ago. And we worked at the same company. And I was like, I'm going to try to go introduce myself and all that. Then someone told me she had five dogs and like five big dogs. And I was just like, no, there's some other issues going on there. So no fault to people who have multiple pets. But all it does is it lowers your pool of options. Yeah. Every guy is not going to be down. And if I met a girl that had three cats, even though cats are easy to manage, you know, you just put some food in a bowl, empty the litter box, and you can go away for 2 days and cats will be fine. But still, I think there's something up with you if you have that many animals.
The thing about cats, though, they're so vindictive. You better clean their litter box. You said something very careful there. Put some food out and clean the litter box, because if you don't, they'll find a way to let you know, hey, psst, you forgot to do this.
Yeah, and that's when you open the door, you let them outside and wish them the best and don't have pets.
Yeah, you must have met my old cat, Smokey. That's exactly what happened to him. Yeah, you know, Olajuwon and Katina.
Ugh.
This was so interesting, and there's so many levels of this, right? But Olajuwon was nervous too. He was Jasmina prior to the point that he broke down crying. And I like the fact that his homeboy pulled him to the side and closed the door from everybody else. I love the fact that his brother was trying to roast him from the other side of the door. Because, you know, it's what we do, right?
That's what my brother would do. What's wrong with Terrell? He in there being a bitch.
But it was interesting to see. I mean, you know, I think really and truly the reason why he was crying, though, the experts don't have a good track record. You and I watched season 13, and we knew from the get-go, this is going to be a shit show. We've seen this so far and went, okay, this is going to be a shit show. He had no idea going into this. Mm-hmm. You're going in with the best intentions, maybe. But the experts are picking it, as we call them, the non-experts. I think that's why he was crying.
I don't know. And this is why I don't like reality shows. Because if you're looking for love, there's ways to do it without going on national TV and getting paid for it. So you're building your brand. He's constantly taking his shirt off. So he's building a brand for himself. Totally get that, right? I just think he's a mess. And I think he is still Isaac. Isaac is self-centered. Isaac is all about him. So all he kept, well, A, when he saw Katina, she said, oh, you're so beautiful. And that's all he talked about. And I'm like, okay, Isaac, let's be honest. You have hooked up with equally or more beautiful girls than this. This is not your first. Now, if they
proved that he was worried about what she was going to look like, because he's seen what the experts have done before.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, like, if they paired me up with a Katina, I've not been at that level. You know, I tend to ride between like sevens and nines. Like, that's my sweet spot.
I don't know why you keep lying, but go ahead.
Seven and nines. That's you give me a solid eight, I am happy as a fly on shit with an eight. But I don't want a 10, you know, because a lot of drama comes with 10s. And so I would put Katina in that 10 category. And I'm
wait a minute. Even after the Wigan episode one?
I would still put her in the 10 category. I wouldn't be interested, but I'd put her in the 10 category. She's a beautiful woman. But it's not like Olajuwon hasn't had anything equal. And then after they get married and they're talking, did you notice like he kept talking about himself?
Yeah.
The whole time. And I'm like, dude, you are so self-centered, not even asked for anything. And I looked at that as I'm like, I'm watching the show and I was like, wow, this is awesome. Two pretty people who are stupid as shit.
You know what? So here's the thing about this. You can see her trying her best just to be like, okay, let me see if I can make this work. I notice he's nervous. But to your point of his arrogance, he did that at the altar. So do you like what you see? Who says that?
He does.
What man, the first time you meet a woman, goes, well, do you like what you see? Because you ain't say nothing. What?
I mean,
he didn't even ask her anything about her. Like, what do you like to do? Why is it that you don't cook? He just, nothing. He sat there in silence and then talked about himself.
Yep.
You know, that's it. I will do this. I will do this. I will do this. And you know, because this is serious, so shut up.
Yeah. You know, and I think once Katina gets to know the real Isaac, you know, to me, this is not, I can say it right now, this is not going to work out. In fact, if these two make it to decision day and say yes.
Here we go. We're starting episode 2.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Oh my God. This is how we ended up on season 14. When he did.
I know. That's why I'm not making any. I'm not making any deals this year. This season.
No deals this year?
No deals this season. But I know.
We'll see.
I know that this. Here's what I will do. Tell you what. Mm-hmm. If Olajuwon and Katina make it, I will do another regular guys random thoughts giveaway of $100 to one of our followers if they make it. I will do that. I will not commit to watching another season.
That's a cheap out, but I feel you.
It's not a cheap out. $100 is $100. We're still in a pandemic. Somebody can use it.
I didn't say people couldn't use it, but they want to hear you do the next episode.
No. I'm not going to make that deal with the devil this time. I've learned my lesson.
All right, Steve and Noy, these two, interesting couple, I think, from the get-go.
I like Steve and I like Noy. I think their stories, their backgrounds, especially Noy's background, you know, being born in a refugee camp and just looking at where she's taken her life. I think these are amazing stories, right? I love that. Mm-hmm. I have hope for both. And I know last week I said, hey, I don't want to give Steve a hard time for not having a job.
Right.
But I am questioning, like, how do you go into a marriage and with this, I really want kids, and you don't have a job? Mm-hmm. Like, you need to think, like, the what ifs. Because if Noe gets pregnant, and what if it's a tough pregnancy and she has to go on bed rest?
Right.
Then what? Who's going to cover? You got to have a job and a plan. So I'm hoping that maybe he has some interview. I mean, who knows? I mean, we're still going to hear more about his story. But I just feel like that's the weirdest thing about them. But I like the two. I'm hopeful. Noe has some really attractive friends. And so if any of them listen to our show. How you doing, Terrell? Nice to meet you. I'm going to get a haircut tomorrow. Don't judge me about this today. But
I will say, I'm going to judge Noy a little bit on the fact of, I think people who have that alter ego always is a way to, well, this is how I do this instead because I'm noisy or I'm Isaac. I think they actually have some kind of issues there, right? And to me, that's almost like a red flag. Like, you know, I know Beyonce has Sasha Fierce and, you know, God forbid the beehive comes, so we're not going to say anything bad about Beyonce. However, everybody else, that's their alter ego. That's just literally somebody who knows every human being has more than one side. So it's okay to be straight-laced and still be party, right?
Now, can I play devil's advocate, though? So back when you were a radio personality, wasn't there a Yanni on the radio and then a Yanni in real life? That it's a little bit different. Wouldn't that be the same?
It was the same, but it was Yanni. It wasn't, I'm going to go by a different name. I wasn't. That's the point I have. We all have different sides. If nobody's one way all the time. So it's okay to do it. You don't have to have an alter ego that you're sitting there with your bridesmaids talking about in third person. You're talking about you, goddammit. Stop it. It's crazy. It really sounds crazy.
I'm going to try that on my next date. You know, Terrell's really cool. Terrell's a pretty hard worker.
Terrell is a hard worker.
Terrell's getting really annoyed.
Terrell thinks it's time to go.
Terrell needs a shot after listening to that story that you just told. So I'm really hoping that maybe these two could work. I'm curious to learn more about them, but can we go back to Mike and Jasmina? Like, where do they find this Louis Farrakhan lookalike to a young Louis Farrakhan to do their wedding? Like, seriously, I'm watching this and I'm just like, is that Farrakhan? What are they doing? I was waiting for him to start like spitting some Malcolm X quotes or something. Yeah, well, I want all your family and all these devils in attendance today. One thing I think about when I look at Jasmina and Katina, and some of these women on the show, but mainly in this season, I'm looking at these two. I feel like the type of men maybe they've gone after were of a certain level and status, and that's what they focused on. And I look at that as just kind of the way they carry themselves. And I've always had this kind of mental judgment, and women that watch the show, please comment. I've always had this mental judgment that you have certain women that they look for a person of a certain status, not of a certain quality of character. And so they miss out on all these good men and go after these high profile people that have the Escalades and they have this and they have that, and then get upset when those dudes cheat on them or treat them badly. So I feel like that's kind of been their issue, that they've gone after these guys of a certain status, which is why I think Katina and Olajuwon are definitely not going to work out. Just as she gets to know him, he's freaky as all hell, which, not sex shaming him, that's awesome, you do you. She's not.
Yeah.
Not into any of that. But I think about Jasmina, I wonder if she is going to appreciate the quality of character that Michael has. And Michael's a good looking guy. You know, he might not be 6'1" and all that, but he's a good looking guy, but he's a good guy of character from what I'm seeing so far. And so I'm wondering, is she someone that can appreciate that? Or is she going to really think about all the shallow qualities that she's gone after for all the guys who did her dirty?
Well, think about this with Michael too. Michael is, you know, guy who's not good at sharing his feelings. And he's like, well, I did some work on myself. One thing I noticed about this entire thing was everybody did some work on themselves. Apparently not enough. Because then he's still going, well, she's going to have to be patient with me because I'm just learning how to do this. Then you're not finished working on yourself. Get back in the gym and keep shooting those baskets, those free throws until you can shoot 20 in a row. But you've got to be able. You can't say I'm ready for marriage if you're not ready to make these changes. And it's like, I think that's going to be the problem with an Olajuwon and Katina, because Olajuwon, one of the things they brought up was the fact that she's got to know how to cook, and she's like, yeah. Even her friends were like, shit. But the other thing I noticed, because remember, she's a foodie, right? And she does all these vlogs and these videos for where she goes out to eat. Did you notice that when they did the champagne, first of all, he didn't even try to toast with her, right? No, that was Michael.
That was Michael who didn't toast first.
No, what he did, though, was he did this. But somebody who's doing food vlogs, it's probably like, yeah, nah. I mean, hopefully he doesn't smack with his mouth open and whatnot. They're going to have so many issues. It's going to make for a great season.
Well,
I can't wait.
Anytime you're on a, if you're on a date, in this case, you just got married, y'all having a drink, and she's like, I'm going to need a shot. That says a whole lot about how she's feeling about you right there. If the first date, you're just like, can I get a shot of Jameson, please? Says a lot about the person. But I would disagree with you a little bit on the part about doing work on yourselves, because I don't believe that there's a point where you do all the work on yourself, and that's it. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're always going to be working on yourself.
Well, you never stop.
It never stops. But the fact that you're open to it, and I think there's certain people who are like, this is who I am. You don't like it, whatever. You can't handle me in my worst. You can't handle me in my best. People that have that mindset, I think, are always going to struggle. And so the fact that at least they're open to working on themselves is great. And I feel like Michael's in that space. Olajuwon, I think he just wants to be married because everybody else is married. And he's tired of all the hoeing that he was doing, but he's so good at it. I'm like, dude, that's your fault. You can't let Isaac go. But I think about your Jasmina's. I don't think that she's done the work on herself. Katina, I don't think she's done the work on herself, because if all their relationships went bad because of the guy, the common denominator in all their relationships was them. They picked a turd. They dated a turd. They stayed with a turd. At some point, you got to look at yourself and say, why do I prefer turds instead of these good guys that I've turned down? I said it, turds.
This is going to be a great season.
It's going to be fun to make fun of. I mean, I'm glad, but I'm definitely not making any more deals with the devil to watch season 15. Nope.
I will say, we found a diva of the season, too, because you think Jasmina, you may think Katina. Alyssa is going to be the country diva of the season. And, you know, we didn't get to see a whole lot of them this time. We'll see a lot more. And I think you're going to see just an, unless the editing was just set up to make it look that way, we're going to have some issues from the get-go, right? But was it a red flag that she went ahead and was like, oh, yeah, well, I bought 10 dresses on my own anyway, outside of the show, just in case? Or is it because, hey, this is my wedding. I want to make sure I have the best dress, and so be it. Because I can see where it could be either way.
What is her fiancé's name?
Chris.
So just what I've seen so far, I'm feeling good about these two. Because, yes, she's different. She's a diva, but I think Chris is different. Like, Chris is not Mr. Party. He's Mr. Monogamous, right? When he gets in a relationship, I'm locked and loaded. I'm all in on this one thing. And I think there's some hope in that. And can't she be a little bit of a diva? She paid her own dresses. You do you. If you got, she obviously has to have some kind of money because you don't have all these pets and ride horses. And I've never met a person who was broke that constantly rode horses and took care of animals. Like,
right.
You have something. And so maybe there's a certain level, and that's great. But I feel like Chris could also be a part of that. So I'm curious. I can't wait to see their wedding.
And it feels like he's up on that level because he's like, I hope that she sees me and says he's got his stuff together. The thing I liked about him, too, is as she's describing what she wants him to wear, he's actually has that on. But then he goes, for me, it's not about the color. It's more about the cut. It's more about this. It's more about, you know, which quality. Tells you that he's a man of detail and quality.
Yep.
However, I would love for you to go ahead and make a deal with the devil on this couple, because I don't see them making it. Now, we're not going to do our predictions until they're all married. But yeah, I think I know which way I'm leaning with this couple. And it may change in next week's episode. And we'll find out next Wednesday when we come back and watch episode 3. Don't forget, Monday we've got the audio episodes of regular show, and on Tuesdays we drop the video, and of course next Wednesday right back here to do episode 3. Hopefully the rest of the marriages, because they could have knocked them all out today. They really could.
They sure could have. Yeah. We didn't have to see Alyssa and Mark, the wild child.
Alyssa and Chris.
The wild child.
Oh yeah, Martin Shark and Lindsay.
Yeah,
DeLorean.
We didn't need to see them today at all. But they could have finished them all today.
Well, next week, we'll be done with them. We'll make our bold predictions next week. Our way too early predictions on who's going to make it, who's not. Hey, you already have yours. I know a couple people have already dropped theirs. Drop yours down below. Who do you think is going to make it, who is not? And, you know, which couple do you think Tell should make that deal with the devil with? How about that?
Or which couple do you think is going to consummate the marriage the first night?
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I know who wants to.
I know who wants to. Elazarwan's about it. He's just like
Isaac is like, let me out.
Yeah, Lindsay.
I'm gonna tear it up. Let me out.
Lindsay Lohan is like, yeah, we need to have to get through the door. Let's go right here, right now.
Yeah, she's definitely ready.
Katina's gonna be like, I need to wait a few weeks.
Hey, remember Merla from last season?
She texts me, and so.
Oh my God. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
And make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of your bullshit, and we'll talk about it on our regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast.
Cheers.
To the Niners.